It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic here in Windham. We're talking with Dr. Kent Lecky today, and spring is in the air.
Yep, the sun's starting to shine.
And that means a little, you know, a little bit of precipitation, a little bit of sunshine, and all of a sudden we might even see some grass and some green out there.
Yeah, we're starting to see some green popping up in the pastures. That's why we'd like to talk about the horses a little bit.
Now, this time of year, you may be thinking, well, let's get those horses out there and let them eat some of that.
Right. And even the horses want to go out too. But you got to be careful with these green shoots coming up. You know, sometimes the horses aren't used to them. They can get some colic, and then we can get some feet problems where we get laminitis. It's almost too rich for them right away.
Oh, okay. So it really is not good to just let them run.
No, if you let them out for a little bit, bring them back in and do some hay and then let them out. But if you let them out, you know, for the whole day or something, they'll kind of gorge themselves. That's a problem.
Okay. So how do you treat then if you have a horse that gets colic? What do you do?
So we can certainly see them, and then usually we'll try some pain control and sedation, and usually they'll take care of these. But every once in a while you'll get, you know, not necessarily on the grass, but in a sand impaction if they're on sand, or a strangulation, and then those are real emergencies to go to a specialist place.
Now, is that something that you instantly notice and see what's going on, or is it one of the things that you see something maybe isn't quite right with your horse, but you don't know what it is?
Yeah, typically, you know, with the colic, it's more of a stomach ache, stomach upset. So usually those will come on fast, especially the bad ones. The laminitis, on the other hand, that might kind of slowly come up, or they'll start being lame. And then it's almost like they're walking on eggshells, and it could be switching feet too. So, but those are things to watch for.
And in either case, you need to call the vet.
Yeah, because we can do a little bit of intervention, try to help your horse be comfortable.
Very good. And of course, there's a 24-hour phone number you can call.
Yep, 507-831-1473.
Very good. Anything else we need to mention on this?
I think that should be good. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Dr. Kent Lecky, thanks for talking with us today. And that will do it for Vet Talk. We do it each Tuesday morning at the same time. Brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.